Hello, I'm Sam North, eToro's analyst, and welcome to The Daily Voice. In this podcast, I cover key topics that every investor should know, all within 5 minutes. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. Stay tuned for additional disclosures at the end of today's episode. Now, let's get started. Hello everyone and welcome to The Daily Voice. It's Friday the 11th of April. What a year this week has been. It seems like it has lasted forever. The S&P 500 finishing down 3.5% yesterday, the Nasdaq 4.19%, the Dow Jones 2.5% down. As of 7:38 this morning, the S&P is up nearly 1%, the Nasdaq is up over 1%, the Dow Jones is green, the FTSE is green, the CAC 40, the DAX all green as well. However, there were times yesterday where things were heavily green before finishing in the red. APAC overnight mostly mirrored the Wall Street pullback until not too long ago, where indices globally did push higher. The reason for the move lower yesterday, sentiment really started to worsen after the US clarified the update on the China tariffs and they were set at 145% and not 125%. So a bit of a topsy-turvy day, really, isn't it, when you look at the equity markets. We had an incredible move higher on Wednesday, by then a poor day yesterday, good start today. Tuesday was down, Monday was green. We haven't had two consecutive green or red days since the back end of last week. Just on Chinese stocks and another update, the Trump administration is reportedly moving towards delisting Chinese firms from US exchanges. This is just a bit of a tit-for-tat update from the tariff point of view. I would say, you know, we had US CPI yesterday that was cooler than expected. It didn't really affect the markets too much. If anything, it was like, oh, well, it's cool. So maybe that means the US can go full ahead of steam with the tariffs. But, you know, there's going to be periods over the next couple of days and weeks where you have what would normally be a big data release, and it's just not going to move the market as much. It's all about these tariffs. It's all about what happens at the end of the 90 days, what are going to be what's going to be the update with China and the US. It's a pretty wild situation. Someone's going to blink first, aren't they? Is it going to be the US? Is it going to be China? Is it going to be the bond market as well? I was just looking at the yields of the 10-year yesterday at 4.4, the US 30-year 4.9. A day where they all finished up, the 5-year at just over 4% as well. So not looking too good there. So something's going to give. Something's going to give. Whether that happens this week, whether it happens over the weekend or not, I think that's something to consider. Do people necessarily want to be carrying risk over the weekend? And I wouldn't be too sure. So maybe, you know, just into the close, that's something to bear in mind. It was a poor start to the week, wasn't it, this week? You know, you had a gap lower on Monday morning and things really started to accelerate to the downside. Just having a look at the calendar, even though, as I said, it's really not too important, especially when you have something like US CPI yesterday and markets just kind of brush it off and move on to talk about other things. You've got US PPI at 1:30 now before the cash open. You've got a couple of Fed speakers at 3 and 4 p.m. UK time, and a few earnings are starting to kick off now as well. JP Morgan, BlackRock, Wells Fargo, Bank of New York, Mellon, Morgan Stanley all report before the open. Of course, it's before the open because it's never after the close on a Friday. We've also this morning had some UK numbers. The UK GDP estimate came in at 0.5 versus 0.1%. There's a bit modest GDP upside on that, which is in fairness, you know, wouldn't be expected from that number. So stronger than expected growth data for February. However, it's not lasted too long, just given what's gone on in the last few weeks. Look, we'll be back on Monday. Hope you'll have a great weekend. I'm off to a stag do in Newcastle. Pray for me. You have been listening to Digest and Invest by eToro. For more information, use eToro.com. This podcast is for information and education purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice, a personal recommendation, or an offer of or solicitation to buy or sell any financial instruments. This material has been prepared without taking into account any particular recipient's investment objectives or financial situation and has not been prepared in accordance with the legal and regulatory requirements to promote independent research. Past performance is not an indication of future results.